Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Lawrence Milano about exploring the unexplained. I still can't believe you spent the night there. I just there was another one I watched. Could it be the Wildwood Sanitarium? Did you spend the night there?
I did.
Yeah, But that was another one. As I'm watching the video, your friends are one place, you start going off on your own, and you get to a staircase and you pan up the staircase, and I'm like, don't go up there. And you do. And there's these dolls and more dolls. And then you're like, I think this is where I'm sleeping tonight. I was like, oh my God, I would find a Best Western. There's no way.
They had a whole doll room in that place. Yeah, that house.
There's hundreds of dolls in there. There has to be hundreds.
That place is so interesting. And the thing is, it's so quiet. Like, it's weird. Like, there's something there, definitely. I remember, so on the third floor.
The creakiest stairs I've ever heard, because I thought it was paranormal until you said something about how loud the stairs were.
Oh, yeah. Those stairs are so loud. I remember that. It's like, boom, boom. I think I woke up the entire house. If anyone dead is there, they're definitely alive after that. But I remember going upstairs. So there's a third floor and there's a medical room with like a medical skeleton in the corner. And he's kind of facing the doorway and you walk in. So when you walk into this room, you have this medical skeleton who's kind of looking at you from the corner. Now, my friends, Sean, Kristen, and I were up there investigating and we left. We came back upstairs maybe an hour later and that skeleton was rotated. He was shifted to the left. So he's facing the wall, no longer facing the doorway. And I went in there and I'm like, did anyone touch the skeleton? Who touched Mr. Bones over here? But nobody did. So that skeleton definitely moved on its own, essentially. I'm not sure if that's in the video or not. I don't remember. I remember that happening and it was very strange. And we heard some thuds, some bangs here and there in that house. But overall, it was pretty pretty quiet. Like it's haunting to walk through. A lot of history.
And really, owners, just to watch it gave me some anxiety to watch you walk through there.
Well, you should check out the Hinsdale House video. The Hinsdale, which is also in Western New York, not too far from the Wildwood Sanatorium. It might be an hour from Wildwood, maybe. But the Hinsdale, you know, the story behind that is that this family moved in and they were being terrorized by something paranormal. A priest came to cleanse the house and this and that. And there's tales and stories of Native American spirits. You haunt the house. There's a story of a man committing suicide in the woods with a shotgun. A lot of dark history with that Hinsdale house. I went there by myself. And it was the middle of nowhere. And I remember booking the night there and thinking, all right, do I want to go by myself? Do I really want to do this alone?
Yeah, I was going to ask, how did that decision get made? I'll do this by myself.
It's good for the video. And I knew the Hinsdale house is very small and there's a lot of noise. Like it's very prone to like noise pollution and contamination. Like it's very small.
So the voice is probably carry in there. Because I noticed in the Conjuring house, the voice is really, I think it was the Conjuring house, really carried in there.
Oh, absolutely. Like if you're in the house, like I think in the Conjuring house video, I'm on the second floor. I look down into the vent. You can look down onto the first. Actually, no, I think I was on the first floor looking down to the vent. I can see directly into the basement. So you can hear everything. So if you're investigating in the basement of the Conjuring house and you're in the third floor investigating, you're going to hear each other. You're going to hear each other talk and you're going to be a lot of crossover, unfortunately. So that's the flaw of such small houses, that voices do carry through them. And the Hinsdale house, you know, same situation, vents everywhere, noise and voices carry. So I thought, all right, let's just go by myself. Let's just go alone and make the best of it. See what happens. And like the Conjuring house, everyone either goes, oh, the Hinsdale is the most haunted place ever. Or I hear it's dead. Nothing's there. It's worth going at least once, but there's nothing happening there. So I thought only one way to find out. So I booked a night there. And then when the time came, got in my car, drove 5 hours to Western New York, Hinsdale, New York. And this house, it's so small and it's kind of cute. I like the style of it. I like the aesthetic of the house overall. I felt a little weird in it, but mostly pretty comfortable. And it was very quiet. Now, I did hear a few footsteps here and there upstairs on the second floor throughout the night. And I did some investigating, got some interesting results here and there, but nothing too crazy. Later on in the evening, I went outside and it was kind of raining on and off, but there was some deer by the pond. So I'm like, ooh, let me get my phone and record a video of the deer. There's maybe like 20 of them. Instead of recording on my phone, and the deer were mostly gone. So I'm like, oh, of course. So in the video on my phone, however, and I put this in the actual video itself, it sounds like a voice. I sent it to a few people and they all noticed it, which kind of validated what I was hearing and concerned me because I'm there by myself. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like someone saying like, get in the house or get in or something like that. So I'm in the house. I'm in the kitchen filming or going through footage and trying to figure stuff out. And then I hear, because how the house is set up is you have like a porch door and they have the front door. So you open the porch door, go in the porch and go through the front door. I'm in the kitchen and I hear the porch door open and close as if someone opened it. And mind you, this house is the middle of nowhere. So I'm sitting there and I hear the door open. I'm thinking, okay, it's either paranormal or someone is here with me, which is more concerning.
Mm-hmm.
But it could just be a curious, you know, tourist or investigator who just, you know, is trespassing. So I get my camera, I open the door, and I explain what's happening, what I heard. Of course, nobody was there. And I close the front door from the kitchen to the porch, close that, lock it, and I hear footsteps above me. Like movement. And it was pretty heavy. And you kind of hear it on the camera too, like in the footage in the video, kind of hear it. But other than that, mostly pretty quiet. And then I passed out on the couch in the living room watching TikTok videos. But yeah.
And you are actually able to sleep in these places. Oh my places.
God, like a baby. That place, I passed right out.
How? Do you take a lot of Tylenol PM or melatonin? No, what is the secret?
I'm just too freaked out. I'm too tired to be freaked out. The same thing with the Shanley Hotel. Now, that's up in New York as well. It's a Napanock, New York. It's an old, I think, 1800s inn. It burned down. They rebuilt it. But the place is huge. It's an old inn. You book the whole place to yourself. And they think it's haunted by maybe 50 or more spirits, including hitmen, gamblers, prostitutes. They think a lot of, you know, different spirits haunt the Shanley Hotel. And I would go there with you know, different people, with a few friends, and it'd be at 3 or 4 a.m. and I'm exhausted. So I'd pass right out. I'd be too exhausted to even be scared. And eventually I just started to become more comfortable in different places and just fall asleep.
Yes, yeah. I can't even do that on a regular night. But when I'm at a place like that, I don't care how tired I am. I can be awake the entire night. And I have more than one place. Like, what was that? What was that? I just heard that. Oh, I definitely heard that. And I'll do that to myself all night long. And I'll be awake the entire night.
It's funny because my girlfriend, so I took her to Gettysburg. I go to Gettysburg a lot. It's only 2 hours away. I'm always in Gettysburg.
Man, I would too if I lived where you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah. Yep. And Gettysburg is maybe 2 hours west, southwest. And it's not a bad drive at all. And you may notice I do a lot of videos there because it's so convenient and so close. And Gettysburg itself is such a haunted town. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many locations in that place you can film at, and you're going to get something. It's kind of ridiculous. But we went to the Farnsworth House, which is an old bed and breakfast from the 1800s.
I've heard a lot of stories about that.
Oh, yeah. It was a sharpshooter's nest during the Battle of Gettysburg. The basement was a morgue. Like most buildings in Gettysburg, it was a field hospital because the Confederates, they came in from the north of the town, took refuge in the town itself as the Union troops were stationed south of Gettysburg. Well, in the town, but in the southern part of town. And they're going back and forth of fighting. The Farnsworth House, it's extremely haunted. I've been there, I think, 14, 15 times now. And last time I was there, my girlfriend, we got into bed. And before we did, I put a motion ball, like a cat motion ball by the door. And she's like, why are you doing that? I'm like, just in case it goes off. And we got into bed. I fall asleep. Then I wake up to her, like, pushing me, like, in bed, like, wake up. I'm like, what's going on? And the motion ball is going off. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. And I just fell back to sleep. And she's freaking out, terrified. And because she doesn't really do that much investigating. I'm kind of getting her into it. She keeps waking me up. And then we hear a strange noise. And she goes, what the hell was that? I'm like, I don't know, maybe it was the closet. And she's like, that's even freakier. That's even scarier. I'm like, I have no idea.
I'm with her on that.
Yeah. So back to sleep. I woke up 2 hours later. We're trying to figure out what the noise was. And there's a side table with a drawer in it. So we open the drawer and close it. And we realized that's the noise we heard. That someone opened up this little drawer on the side table and closed it. And that's what we heard.
Wow.
Which is not that weird. Because when I was there,
it's pretty weird, really. I mean, it shouldn't be happening.
I see it's not weird because my third time there back in 2021, I took my friend there, and there's a spirit of a young boy named Jeremy. That's the story, at least. That Jeremy was hit by a horse and buggy outside, and he died inside the house. So every room in that house is named after someone connected to the building, including, so this is Jeremy's room. So in every room of the house, of the inn, in the drawers, in the vanities, there are toys. that you can use to play with Jeremy. And the idea is that if you leave a toy a certain way and you leave the room, come back maybe what, an hour, 2 hours later, if the toy is moved, then it's Jeremy playing with you. I don't know. I never had that experience. But my friend Michelle took some toys down to Jeremy's room for about 10 minutes, came back into the room with me. We were in the Sarah Black room, which is the most haunted room in the whole house. But she came back in the room, put the toys in the drawer, closed it. She closed it. Got onto bed with me, okay? All we hear is whoosh. We look over, and the drawer is wide open in the vanity where she put the toys in. So she put the toys in the drawer, closed it, walked away, and then the thing opened up by itself, which is just... So when I say it's not that weird, it's because I experienced it before.
It's not that weird for that location.
Right, exactly. Well, this place, this I'm in an apartment. And so I like to collect antiques and oddities and curiosities. So there's a place nearby, maybe an hour south. It's called the Creeper Gallery. It's which I did a documentary on, which is on my YouTube channel. But they sell, or she sells, a lot of artwork and sculptures that she sculpts herself.
But is that Shop in the Macabre?
That's a recent one. Okay. It's the Creeper Gallery. Okay. I think I filmed that last year. That shop. So she also sells haunted objects. And there's a group called New Jersey Paranormal. They come and they investigate those objects. And they verify that there's something attached to those objects in her shop. So she sells them. Some of them are not for sale. But the ones that are for sale, I get my eye on them and I tend to buy them. So right now I have an old Jack in the Box. It's an early 1900s Jack in the Box that a father built for his daughter. The girl died in a fire and it's believed that she's still connected to the Jack in the Box. So that's in my little office room here. And next to that, I have a doll that I call the murder doll. It belonged to a girl named Betty Jean. Now Betty Jean, her mother and her father were killed by a spree killer named Charles something. I forget his last name. But it's believed the doll belonged to Betty Jean. And there are reports of girls' voices being heard around the doll. So I have that with me.
Have you heard any voices?
Uh-huh, yeah. So I remember the one time my girlfriend was here and we were hanging out. And I'm going to the bathroom. She's in the living room on the couch. And I hear it could have been anything. But I hear a sigh, like a, which is very common. That is the most common noise that I hear in haunted places, is sighing. It's always someone sighing, as if I walk in the room and they're already sick of my shit. But I hear someone sighing. And I'm thinking, maybe that was her. So I go back out. I'm like, did you just sigh? So I'm like, okay. Maybe I'm hearing things, whatever. So I just came back from, I went to Salem, Massachusetts last weekend. So I came back from that and I am in my kitchen petting my cat. I just walked in and I'm petting my cat. I'm like, hello, hi there. I'm saying hi there. And then down, I swear to God, it clear as day, down the hallway, either in the office or in my bedroom, I hear like a, like a child's voice. And I'm thinking to myself, hi to you too. Continue pet on my cat. And just, you know, I'm like, I just got home. I'm tired. Not now. You know, everyone always debates like, oh, I have this recorder and that recorder. I have the DR60 to do EVPs. And it's like, okay, great. You can get an EVP on anything.
Mm-hmm.
My phone, I've caught EVP. My camera, I've gotten so many EVPs on my little Canon camera that I film on. It doesn't matter what recorder it is or what device you're using. If something wants to communicate with you by chance, you know, it'll let you hear it just through whatever device you're using at the time.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say about the sleeping in haunted places thing, real quick. Usually, for example, I bring up the Shanley Hotel mainly because when I go there, when I, you know, and some other haunted places too, Before I go to bed, I go, all right, I'm going to bed. Don't touch me. Just leave me alone. If you want to say hello, that's fine. But don't bother me. I'm going to bed. And usually that works. And the one time at Shanley Hotel, I didn't do that. So my friend and I, we got into bed. We had the whole place to ourselves. And we get into bed. We're in the old bordello in a room called Maddie's room, who was one of the, you know, ladies of the night who now haunts the bordello. So we got into bed and it's 3 a.m. And it's quiet like this. It's very quiet. And all of a sudden, you hear the loudest bang on the door. Like someone came up to the door of their room and just banged on it as loud as they can. And that was probably the loudest thing I've ever heard in my entire life when it comes to paranormal senses. Like, that was extremely loud. I'll never forget it. Like, I was startled. And obviously, no one was there. And you would have heard someone come up to the door as well. The door was closed. And it's like someone came up to it and just banged on it really loudly. So.
And you would have heard somebody.
Absolutely. That floor is so creaky. Like, it's insane. And we were the only guests in that inn. We had the whole place. We can book the whole place to yourself, which I like to do because, you know, you can bring who you want to bring. No other people who might be kind of weird or annoying. Just you and your friends and whoever. But that place, the Shanley Hotel up in New York, you know, if you haven't gone there, if you're listening, go to the Shanley. It's pretty wild.
Now, I do want to mention, because we've really talked paranormal stuff because that's what we do here, but you have some documentary shorts on your page that I thought were great. And there was one that you told me about, Death Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that really interesting. When the title made me think, oh, it's a haunted cafe, but it's not. It was about more of a discussion group about death and dying.
Yeah.
And it was very well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, the idea of death cafes began overseas in the UK, in England, I believe. And the idea kind of made its way across the ocean and into the US. And you can find quite a few death cafes throughout the country. I'm not sure how common they are at the moment. They were very common and pretty popular for a minute there. But this death cafe, you know, typically they're held at coffee shops, tea shops. This death cafe was held and organized by at a funeral home. Now, a death cafe is essentially just a group discussion for those who want to talk about death and dying. And based on my experience of doing that documentary, there's a lot of hospice workers who work with the death, you know, death and dying. They work with the dying, essentially. They needed an outlet. They needed an escape to go and just talk about that subject. It helps bring death and dying out of the taboo realm into what should be a normal conversation space. Because death and dying shouldn't be taboo. It should be a normal conversation. You know, it's hard to accept it sometimes, but it's something that we need to accept in general. It's a part of life.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So that video, that documentary was the first episode of a project I have in mind called Beyond Death, which is a series that does that, which normalizes the conversation of death and dying, hoping to bring it out of the taboo and make it a normal conversation for many. So I thought Death Cafe would be a great first episode, and I'm pretty happy with it. And the second one was, you know, the Creeper Gallery and how that owner and artist incorporates death and dying into her artwork, into her sculptures, and into her, you know, how she, you know, she discusses her haunted objects and just her thoughts in general on death and dying. And then I did a shop of the Macabre, which is an oddity shop up in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. The Wunderkammer, it's called. It's owned by this couple. They're very nice people, great people, and they're oddities collectors. Oddity collectors. They sell quite a unique collection of items in their shop. And the girl does a thing called blood paintings, which is where she does paintings with her own blood. which she discusses in the documentary itself. Been interesting during those documentaries, and I definitely plan on doing more Beyond Death documentaries in 2025. And there's other traditional documentary projects as well. I don't want to get away from the paranormal investigation or exploration side of things. I still want to do that, but do more traditional, quote unquote, traditional documentary films, short films, and dabble in the paranormal here and there with that, if that makes sense.
It does, because they would be shot in two very different ways. But you could do some paranormal things in a documentary type of way.
You can.
You know, depending on how you wanted to do it. And, you know, it could be just talking to the people who own it or, you know, sitting down with people who've had experiences. So, you know, maybe you could kind of combine it. But
And that happens unintentionally sometimes. Yeah. With the Beyond Death videos, the documentaries, A Shop of the Macabre, you know, the one I did recently, you know, I'm getting their thoughts on death and dying, and they discuss the paranormal. Because for a lot of people, it's almost impossible to discuss death without the paranormal, at least without the after, you know, the thought or the concept of the afterlife or the paranormal. Even with the right. Creeper Gallery, I mean, it's, you know, she discusses her haunted objects, the paranormal. So you can definitely, at least I plan to, do documentaries on topics like death and dying, but also incorporate the idea of paranormal within his documentaries.
Well, and then so often, I worked at a hospice for a year, and a lot of those people who work with death and dying have a lot of paranormal experiences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've all had something happen that they can't quite explain. And it's kind of part of the process, you know. And a lot of times it's the people who are passing see a loved one. Or, you know, could it be a hallucination? Maybe. But I actually like to think it's they're being surrounded by love in that moment, you know, in the moments leading up to passing. And they're not afraid, you know. That's what we all want, is to be surrounded by love and feel.
And the thing is, that's such a common experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's so common. Everyone has almost similar story, almost the same story every time with their near-death experiences or when they're on their way out. You know, what they describe is, they see their loved ones. They're surrounded by their relatives who passed on before them. And I think that's interesting and that's fascinating that so many people have the same story almost, or similar experiences when it comes to near death and so forth. So there's got to be something to that. Maybe it is just hallucinations and it's just a natural element that we experience when we're minutes away from dying.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's, you know, I don't think anyone really knows. And I'm not sure if you really want to know either. I feel like if you really do find out the answer to that question, you know, it's kind of like, what's the point? You know the ending to the story. Spoiler alert.
Right. Exactly.
Now, why finish the movie?
I would love to know, but obviously we're not meant to know. And you brought up near-death experience that I also find very intriguing. I've talked to quite a few people who have had a near-death experience, and it really did change their life after it happened. And I'm like, is that because you're kind of straddling two places at one time? You kind of got your foot into the other side for a little bit. Did it change who you are when you came back? Or did just the experience make you appreciate life more? You know, which is it?
So I think it's definitely the latter for a lot of people. I think they definitely appreciate life a lot more. Because, they got to see the other side for a brief moment. And it either terrified them, or I don't know. I think if I was near that step, you know, if I had 1 foot out the door and into another realm known as death, and I came back, I think I would definitely, you know, I already appreciate life for what it is. It's just, you know, I don't think you fully do appreciate it until you get to the other side. Mm-hmm. Or get a glimpse of it. And, you know, you don't even need to have a near-death experience to really, you know, to fully appreciate life. You shouldn't have to get to that point. But I think for a lot of people, when they come back, yeah, you're right, they come back a different person. Like their life has changed forever. And I think it's, yeah.
But, you know, we all just get to taking stuff for granted. And then, you know, you're just plugging away.
And I know someone who
tend to forget.
I know someone who had he had 2 or 3 heart attacks. He died twice, I think. But he's back. he's
good.
I'm pretty sure at this point it's a zombie. I gotta keep an eye on him. But his name is Steve. He's from Gettysburg. He organizes the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash with his wife Barry. His wife Pam, and they're big time investigators. And you know, I look up to them. They're the ones I really looked up to when I got into the paranormal. To begin with, but he had a few heart attacks and died and came back, and he definitely came back a changed man. Mm-hmm. And I met him after those experiences, but from what I know, he came back a different person for the most part. And he loves life. He's the happiest goddamn guy that I've ever met. And I think it's a case for a lot of people who have those experiences.
But your YouTube page is Mondo Docs. Just search for that. And I can put a link in the show notes so people can super easily follow that. But you also have a Facebook page. And do you also have other social media, I'm assuming?
So I'm on TikTok as well. A lot of short form stuff is on TikTok.
That's perfect for you.
I do post there a lot. So TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. I am on Instagram under Mondo Docs, but I don't really use Instagram that much under that account. I just TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook is enough for me at the moment. But yeah, Mondo Docs on YouTube, one word. And it's a lot of videos.
Of videos, and it's really interesting. You can just go right down the Mondo Docs rabbit hole, and I would highly recommend it. You do great work.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me tonight. This was great.
Sure, I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
And that wraps up our conversation with Lawrence Milano about exploring the unexplained. For more information, you can visit his YouTube channel. Just search Mondo Docs, or you can click on the link in the show description. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. And you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.